Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch. Your host, Diane Lenning, has been an educator for over 30 years, teaching in public high schools and the California Youth Authority, teaching many subjects such as history, English, math, science, music, and driver education. Have you ever wanted to learn English or other languages? On our show, we read books in English and several other languages such as Spanish, Thai, Laos, Chinese, Swahili, Vietnamese, Arabic, and Urdu. We hope to add other languages as well. We use various methods for you to hear and practice English and other languages through prayer, music, meditation, following along in reading, listening, and speaking. You can listen to our archive shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience. You can listen on Facebook or on the Internet through your computer. To find our show, type at the top of your computer, http://www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Once you locate the page, scroll down and click to start a show of your choice. Radio shows are posted after each recording to Facebook at www.facebook.com/Diane-Lenning. Diane shares the microphones with co-host Nancy, John, Kui, Esther, John Paul, and others to interpret English for listeners around the world. Please enjoy the rest of the song and we will begin. We hope you will enjoy the show. Lenning Escuela, bienvenido a Merar. Su anfitrión, Diane Lenning, ha sido un educador por más de 30 años. La enseñanza en las escuelas secundarias públicas y la California. Dirección de la juventud. La enseñanza muchos temas como la historia, inglés, matemáticas, ciencias, música y educación de los conductores. ¿Has querido aprender inglés o en otros idiomas? En nuestro programa, leer libros en inglés y en varios otros idiomas, como el español, tailandés, laos, china, swahili, vietnamita, árabe y urdu. Esperamos agregar otros idiomas. Utilizamos diversos métodos para que pueda escuchar y practicar en inglés y otros idiomas a través de la oración, la música, la meditación, después de leer, escuchar y hablar. Usted puede escuchar a nuestra audiencia, nuestra 24 horas al día. 7 días a la semana a su conveniencia. Se puede escuchar en la cara libro o en internet a través de tu ordenador. Para encontrar nuestro show, escribe en la parte superior de su equipo http://www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Una vez que encuentre la página, desplácese hacia abajo y haga clic en iniciar un programa de su elección. Programas de radio se publican después de cada grabación en Facebook en www.facebook.com/Diane-Lenning. Diane comparte el Microfono con co-anfitriones Nancy, John, we, Esther, Juan Pablo y otros. Quienes interpretan... Interpretan inglés para los oyentes en todo el mundo. Por favor, disfrute del resto de la canción. A continuación, vamos a comenzar. Esperamos que disfrute del espectáculo. Welcome to Lining School Watch. This is Diane Lining, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. It is such a joy to be with you. Wherever you are listening from, it's so great we can connect through Blog Talk Radio. You can email me at diane@lining.com. Please enjoy the show. Bienvenido a Escuela Lining Mirar. Este es Diane Lining, el host que le llegan en directo desde los Estados Unidos de América. Es una alegría estar con ustedes, donde quiera que escucha, en tan grande que podemos conectar mediante Blog Talk Radio. Puede enviar un mensaje de correo electrónico a mí, diane@lining.com. Por favor, disfrute del espectáculo. Enjoy the show. I am so glad you're with us. I hope you enjoyed my new introduction I just recorded this week. You should be hearing that almost every show when it starts, and then I will come in and say hello and start our show. We're so glad that you're with us, and hope, too, that you have encouraged your friends and family to listen with you as well. I am so excited about tonight's show because we're going to have three languages, Lord willing, English, Swahili, and then a third one, which I don't want to tell you in case the person isn't able to connect yet. This is her first time calling in from the continent of Africa. So it will be a language that is spoken there. Let's pray when we're praying that that person will be able to connect with us tonight. Because it is a new beginning for a new language group, which we hope to tell you later, I'm going to start with the Lord's Prayer tonight, like I did almost every time the first year we recorded in the book of John. So if you would please, let's all bow our heads, and we're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. I will pray in my own words as well. Please continue in a prayerful spirit. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this new opportunity you're opening up tonight, Lord. We pray that Esther will be able to connect and call in and share in another new language tonight so that we can reach the entire world with the good news about Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, so that all who want to, all who choose, can become a part of your family, the family of God, and be our brothers and sisters in Christ, a part of the bride preparing herself, the church, for when you return again. We pray for our friends who are having difficulties, being persecuted, being challenged, being made fun of or mocked. Lord, we pray to give them strength to go through whatever situation they're in, that you would protect them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, have a hedge of safety around them, Lord. Send your angels in Jesus' name to fight on their behalf for their safety, Lord. Help each one who needs a job to find a way to make an income and feed their families. Lord, we pray for the water source around the world, that everyone who needs water will have water and food, medical supplies, good health, and education. Lord, we pray for our friends in Kenya, where John lives, who calls in, that you would help them learn how to deal with the mosquitoes so that they would not be plagued with malaria. Give them wisdom with how to fight that and be successful, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Thank the Lord that you're here with us tonight. It's going to be a special show. I'm going to start reading in the book of Matthew in a few minutes. But since John hasn't called in yet, I'm going to play a song and just let us worship together as we put ourselves in a spirit of worship. Let's listen to the heart of worship, and let's just worship the Lord together. I'll be right back.
All is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. It's all about you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, John has called in, and we're going to let him have the microphone in a few seconds here. I believe we're on Matthew chapter 4. If it's any different, John will tell us. Hello there, John. I'm clicking. There you are. How are you? Well, we lost him. Excuse me. So I will begin reading John chapter 4. That might have been Esther, and maybe she didn't know, but we'll see. John had trouble last time because of the rains. I'm starting in chapter 4 of John. I'm sorry, in Matthew. Book of Matthew in English. And we are reading about the life of Jesus and some of the things that he went through. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Well, we'll try again. Hello, is this John?
Hello?
Or is it Esther? Hello, John.
Yes, this is John. How are you?
Good. Please go ahead and have your 20 minutes in Swahili and open in prayer. Give a greeting to your listeners. Glad you're with us.
Praise the Lord. Asante sana Mungu kwa kutuamsha asubuhi njema na kutupa mwelekeo mpya baba. Thank you. Wende Mungu mkuu baba. Wende Mungu wa Israeli. Wende Mungu mwema Mungu na wewe. Tunakuomba, tunaomba. Asante sana kwa sababu hii. Nifikisha hapa, nimesoma neno lako. Wende Mungu mwaminifu na kuna Mungu kama wewe. Asante Yesu. Karibuni wapendwa katika Mathayo takatifu. Matthew chapter 4. Kisha Yesu alipandishwa na roho nyikani, ili ajaribiwe na ibilisi. Afunga siku 40 mchana na usiku, mwisho akaona njaa. Mjaribu akamjia akamwambia, ikiwa ndiwe mwana wa Mungu, ikiwa wewe ndiye mwana wa Mungu, kumuru kwamba mawe haya yawe mkate. Haya akajibu akasema, imeandikwa, mtu hataishi kwa mkate tu, ila kwa kila neno litokalo katika kinywa cha Mungu. Kisha Ibilisi akamchukua mpaka mji mtakatifu, akamwekea juu ya kinara cha hekalu, akamwambia, ukiwa ndiye mwana wa Mungu jitupe chini, kwa maana imeandikwa, atakuagizia malaika zake, na mikononi mwao atakuchukua usije ukajikwaa mguu wako katika jiwe. Yesu akamwambia, tena imeandikwa, usimjaribu Bwana Mungu wako. Kisha Ibilisi akamchukua mpaka mlima mrefu mno, akamwonyesha miliki zote za ulimwengu na fahari yake, akamwambia, haya yote nitakupa ukianguka kunisujudia. Ndipo Yesu alipomwambia, nenda zako Shetani, maana imeandikwa, msujudie Bwana Mungu wako, umwabudu yeye peke yake. Kisha Ibilisi akamwacha, na tazama, wakaja malaika wakamtumikia. Basi Yesu aliposikia kwamba Yohana amefungwa, kaenda zake mpaka Galilaya. Akatoka Nazareti, akaja akakaa Kapernaumu, mji ulioko pwani, mpakani mwa Zabuloni na Naftali, ili litimie neno lililonenwa na nabii Isaya akisema, nchi ya Zabuloni na nchi ya Naftali, njia ya bahari, ng'ambo ya Yordani, Galilaya ya mataifa. Watu wale waliokaa katika giza wameona mwanga mkuu, na waliokaa katika nchi na uvuli wa mauti, mwanga umewazukia. Tokea wakati huo Yesu alianza kuhubiri na kusema, tubuni, kwa maana ufalme wa mbinguni umekaribia. Na alipokuwa akitembea kando ya bahari ya Galilaya, aliona ndugu wawili, Simon aitwaye Petro na Andrea nduguye, kutupa jarife baharini, kwa maana walikuwa wavuvi. Akawaambia, nifuateni nami nitawafanya kuwa wavuvi wa watu. Mara wakaziacha nyavu zao wakamfuata. Wakaendelea mbele, wakaona ndugu mwingine wawili, Yakobo na Zebedayo, ambao walikuwemo kampuni zake pamoja na Zebedayo baba yao, kilitengeneza nyavu zao kwa kawaida. Wale wakaiacha chombo na baba yao wakamfuata. Mara alipokwisha, naye alikuwa akizunguka katika Galilaya yote akifundisha katika masinagogi yao na kuihubiri habari njema ya ufalme na kuponya ugonjwa na udhaifu wa kila namna katika watu. Na habari zake zikaenea katika Shamu yote, wakamletea watu waliokuwa hawezi, walioshikwa na maradhi mbalimbali na mateso, wenye pepo na wenye kifafa na wenye kupoza waponya. Na makutano mengi wakafuata kutoka Galilaya na Dekapoli ya Yerusalemu ya Wayahudi na ng'ambo ya Yordani. Naye alipoona makutano, alipanda mlimani, na alipokwisha keti, wanafunzi wake walimjia, akafumbua kinywa chake, akawafundisha akisema, heri walio masikini wa roho, maana ufalme wa mbinguni ni wao. Heri mwenye huzuni, maana hao watafarijika. Heri wenye upole, maana hao watarithi nchi. Heri wenye njaa na kiu, maana haki, maana watashibishwa. Heri wenye rehema, maana hao watapata rehema. Heri mwenye roho safi, maana hao watamwona Mungu. Heri wapatanishi, maana hao wataitwa wana wa Mungu. Heri mwenye kuuliwa kwa ajili ya haki, maana mfalme wa mbinguni ni wao. Heri ninyi watakapo washtumu na kuwaudhi na kuwanenea kila neno mbaya kwa uongo kwa ajili yangu. Furahini na kushangilia, kuwa jawabu yenu ni kubwa mbinguni. Kwa maana ndivyo ilivyoandikwa, ndivyo Wayahudi, maana ndivyo Wayahudi walioudhi manabii waliokuwa kabla yenu. Ninyi ni chumvi ya dunia. Ninyi ni chumvi ya dunia, lakini chumvi haribika, itatiwa nini? Hata ikolee, haifai tena, inatupwa nje na kukanyagwa na wao. Mimi ni nuru ya ulimwengu. Mmoja hawezi kusitirika ikiwa juu ya wala watu hawawashi taa na kuiweka chini ya pishi, bali juu ya kiango. Naye yawagaza wote walio nyumbani. Iye hizi nuru yenyu naiangaze mbele ya watu, wapate kuyaona matendo yenyu mema, amtukuze Baba yenyu aliye mbinguni. Msidhani ya kuwa mlikuja kuitangua Torati au manabii. La, sikuja kutangua, bali kutimiza. Kwa maana amini nawaambia, mpaka mbingu na nchi itakapoondoka, yodi moja wala nukta moja ya Torati haitaondoka hata yote yatimie. Basi mtu yeyote atakayevunja amri moja katika hizi zilizo ndogo na kuwafundisha watu hivi, ataitwa mdogo kabisa katika ufalme wa mbinguni. Bali mtu atakaye jitoa na kujifundisha, huyo ataitwa mkubwa katika ufalme wa mbinguni. Maana nawaambia kwamba hakeni isipozidi hiyo haki ya waandishi na Mafarisayo, hamtaingia kamwe katika ufalme wa mbinguni. Jisikia ya watu wa kale walivyoambia, usiue, na mtu akiua itampasa kumi. Bali mimi angalieni msifanye wema wenu machoni kwa watu, usudi mtazamwe na wao. Kwa maana mkifanya kama hayo, mpati thawabu kwa Baba yenu mimi. Basi wewe utoapo sadaka, usipige pande mbili yako, kama wanafiki wafanyavyo katika masinagogi na njiani, ili watukuzwe na watu. Amini nawaambia, umekwisha kupata thawabu yao. Bali wewe utoapo sadaka, hata mkono wako wa kushoto usijue ufanyavyo mkono wako wa kulia. Sadaka yako iwe kwa siri, na Baba yako aonaye siri kujali. Tena tena msalipo usiwe kama wanafiki, kwa maana wao wapenda kusali hali wamesimama katika masinagogi na katika pembe za njia, ili waonekane na watu. Amini nawaambia, wamekwisha kupata thawabu yao. Bali wewe Filipo, ingia katika chumba chako cha ndani, na ukisha kufunga mlango sali mbele za Baba yako aliye siri. Baba yako anaye siri atakujali. Hiyo mkiwa katika kusali, msipayuka payuka kama watu wa mataifa, maana wao tayari kuwa maana wao udhani kuwa watasikia kwa sababu ya maneno wao wanene. Basi msifanane na wao, maana mambo yenye najua nayahitaji kabla mimi sijaribu. Basi mimi salimu hii Baba yetu uliye mbinguni, lako litukuzwe, ufalme wako, mapenzi yako yatimizwe hapa duniani kama huko mbinguni. Tupe riziki yetu ya leo deni zetu, na sisi nasi tuwasamehavyo wadeni wetu, na usitutie majaribu, tuokoe na yule mwovu, kwa kuwa ufalme mbinguni ni wako. Amen. Kwa maana mkiwasamehe watu makosa yao, Baba yenu wa mbinguni atawasamehe nyinyi. Basi msipowasamehe watu makosa yao, wala Baba yenu hatawasamehe nyinyi makosa yenu. Tena mfungapo, msiwe kama wanafiki wenye uso wa kukunjana, maana hujiumbia nyuso zao ili waonekanao na watu kuwa wanafunga. Amin. Nawaambia, umekwisha. Bali wewe ufungapo, upake mafuta kichwani nawe uso, ili usionekana watu kuwa unafunga, na Baba yako aliye sirini, Baba yako anaye siri atakujali. Usijiweke hazina duniani, nondo na kutu viharibupo na wezi uvunja na kuiba, bali jiwekeni hazina mbinguni, usikoharibika kitu kwa nondo wala kutu, wala wezi wavunji wala hawaibi. Kwa kuwa hazina yako ilipo, ndipo utakapokuwa na moyo wa kaya mili na jicho. Basi jicho lako likiwa safi, mwili wako wote utakuwa na nuru. Ni jicho lako likiwa mbovu, mwili wako wote utakuwa na giza. Basi ile nuru iliyomo ndani yako ikiwa giza, si giza hili. Hakuna mtu awezaye kutumikia mabwana wawili, kwa maana atamchukia huyu na kupenda huyu, ama atashikamana na huyu na kumdharau huyu. Hamwezi kutumikia Mungu na mali. Kwa sababu hiyo, nawaambieni, msisumbuke maisha yenu, mule nini au mnywe nini, wala mwili yenu uvae nini. Maisha je, si zaidi ya chakula na mwili zaidi ya mavazi? Angalieni ndege wa angani, kwamba hawapandi wala hawavuni wala hawakusanyi ghalani, na Baba yenu wa mbinguni huwalisha hao. Ninyi je, si bora kupita hao? Yupi kwenu ambaye akijisumbua anaweza kuongeza kimo chake hata mkono mmoja? Na mavazi, na nini kuyasumbukia? Fikirini maua ya mashamba, hii jameaji hayafanyi kazi wala hayasokoti. Nami nawaambia kwamba hata Sulemani katika fahari yake yote hakuvikwa vizuri kama moja wapo sahabu. Basi kwa Mungu ya vita hili majano. Basi kwa Mungu ya vita hili majani ya kondeni ya liyoko leo. Na kesho utupwa kalibu. Ni. Hata zidi sana kuwa vika nini. Lenyi wa imani hana. Musi sumbuke. Basi mikisema tunu lini au tunu lini au tunu lini. Kwa maana hao yote mataifa hayatafuta. Kwa sababu baba yetu wa mbinguni. Baba yetu wa mbinguni anajua kuwa inahitaji hayo yote. Bali tafuteni kwanza ufalme wake na haki yake na hayo yote yatazidishiwa. Basi msisumbuke na kesho, kwa kuwa kesho msisumbuke leo.
Okay, John, are you about
basi
finishing up?
Basi msisumbukie ya kesho, kwa kuwa kesho itajisumbukia yenyewe. Itosha kuwa siku maovu yake. Yes, I've finished. Let's pray.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glad you could stay on the whole 20 minutes this time.
Baba, naomba utubariki kwa uwezo wako, utupe hekima Baba. Baba, wewe ndiye Mungu mkuu na wewe ndiye Mungu mwaminifu. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Baba, utuokoe na maovu yote tuliyokuzulia. Utuangazie njia zako nzuri. Tunakamia maana wewe ndiye Mungu mkuu. Tubariki na utupe maisha ya mema. Kwa jina la Yesu naomba, tuamini. Umbariki Diane, umuongoze. Esta pia akija, tuwe pamoja. Kwa jina la Yesu naomba na kuamini. Amina. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Have you heard if our friend Esther's going to be able to call in? I don't say where she's from or anything, but have you heard?
Receiving the SIM card.
She has?
But hopefully she received. Not yet. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll just finish our service tonight after you hang up, and I'll wait for her. So thank you so much for calling in. I know your time is precious, and we're so glad you could call in. So goodbye for now, and until next month, we're so appreciative of you calling in and sharing in the book of Matthew in Swahili.
How is Maria?
Okay, well, we don't have time to talk about that right now. We'll ask you on. Let's talk how we usually chat that way for personal things. Okay? So we'll see you next time.
You.
Praise the Lord. We're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to Thank You. Thank You, Lord, with Ray Bolts. Talk to you later. Bye-bye, John. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only. And every week he would say a prayer before the class would start. One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am the life that was changed.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made. I noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. For I am a life that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
Glad you came, Lord, down on earth to be God in the flesh and demonstrate your power and your glory. And now we're reading about it in the book of Matthew chapter 4, continuing on verse 4. But he answered and said, after someone had said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if the devil Satan tempted Jesus like that, he's going to tempt you and I as well. And listen to the answer that Jesus gives. And saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. That's what Satan said. Then Jesus said, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. In other words, there are a couple of ways to say that. Get thee behind me, Satan, or leave now, Satan. Get thee hence. It's kind of an old English way of Satan, but it means, Stop bothering me. You have no power. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now remember, when Satan tempts you, get thee behind me, Satan. Leave now in the name of Jesus. Now when Jesus has heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We could say that today. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to receive the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Christ will soon return, my brothers and sisters, and step his feet on the Mount of Olives and rule and reign on earth. Wouldn't you like to be a part of his kingdom? And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. So when we accept the Lord, we give up our old life of sin, and we follow the Lord in our new life of following after Christ. Let's just take a break, and we'll come back and finish. Let's hear it. Thank you for giving to the Lord. We'll be right back.
heard the angels singing. Then someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait." He used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 10. And every week he would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart.
We are so glad you came, dear Lord. And finishing up this chapter,
The fishermen immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils or demons, and those which were lunatic or epileptic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Praise the Lord. Isn't that miraculous? And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. So people heard of the wonderful news, the miracles, and the glory of God for hundreds of miles around. And today people around the world are hearing about the good news of the Lord. People in great numbers are accepting the Lord Jesus into their heart all around the world. If you would like to receive Jesus, you can pray with me now after I read a couple of verses. I like to read a couple of verses to give you scriptural understanding. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's important if we want to be in Jesus' family and to be with him in heaven in the afterlife, that we receive God's best gift, his Son Jesus, and have a spiritual rebirth. John 1:2, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. In John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In other words, you can only meet and commune with the Father through Jesus. And John 10:10, he says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you'd like to receive the Lord in your heart right now and become a part of God's family, let's bow our heads together and fold our hands in honor of the Lord. And repeat after me. If you're in a place where you cannot talk out loud, just pray in your head and the Lord can hear your prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have sinned and am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. And I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way, Lord. I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Be with me, Lord, as I step out of darkness and step into the light, following the walk that Jesus wants me to follow, which is the plan he gave in the New Testament when he walked on earth. Lord, be with us as we walk through those difficult times. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who will give me understanding. Lead me, Lord, to a group of people to study and learn more about being a follower of Christ. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, the rest of my life. I thank you so much, Lord, for the gift of salvation, and for being born again in spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are praising the Lord and are so happy that you are now a part of God's family. We're forgiven. I'm forgiven. Let's hear this song as the Imperials sing. I'm forgiven, and just worship the Lord and be thankful that each one of us, you are forgiven of your sins, as we all are who ask. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Esther has not been able to call in this first time. She may not have received the SIM card soon enough to be able to call in. So we will hopefully have that all taken care of and she can call in the next time. And we all want to continue to pray for her that it will work out and our phone works and everything. So I will just hang on a few more minutes, and we can just listen and worship too with another song here. Let's listen to Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, and let's just praise the Lord together. I'll be right back and end in prayer, so stay with me. That again. It's so short. Let's enjoy that again. That's a wonderful song. Lord, I lift your name on high. Let's worship together. I'll be right back.
Your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
salvation is free, my brothers and sisters. There's no charge because Jesus has paid the debt by dying on the cross for us and serving as the eternal lamb sacrifice. All we have to do is receive the gift from God. And it's up to you. God is a gentleman. He lets you choose. And believe me, brothers and sisters, I've always been glad I chose to be in the Lord's family. I wouldn't have had it any other way. I've seen so many who chose not to follow God, and they have a life of heartache, pain, and suffering beyond the usual, often. Now, that doesn't mean Christians won't have any pain and suffering. Some will be martyred for the glory of God and will have a special place in heaven. But He will be with us every step of the way and give us strength to do the job that He has before us. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, my friends, this is the time to say our good nights. And I'm so hoping you will listen to as many shows as you can. Just go on your computer or on Facebook. Look me up, Diane Lenning. On your computer, you would just type in www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. The program is called Lenning School Watch. So that's the name of the program you'll see. There's a picture of me there with dark curly hair and a white blouse right now. I have other old pictures that might pop up, but I'm praying that you will listen to as many as you can. If you are in the beginning of listening to our shows, the year of 2012, we've gone through the whole book of John and Revelation. Right now, this year, for most of us, we're in Matthew, but I'm in John with our Vietnamese speaker. And I'll start again in John when we start our new language, hopefully next month. John, I think, is the best book for beginning Christians to read and understand and learn about the life of Christ, just who He is, who we've given our heart and life to, and all that He's done. It demonstrates the power of God through showing His miracles and His power to affect our lives. So tonight we're going to close in prayer and hope you'll enjoy this song as we go out tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we so love You and we love our brothers and sisters in the Lord wherever they live. Whether they're rich or poor, or educated or not, live in a fancy house or not, Lord, we love our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we know You love them too, Lord God. Because what matters in the sight of God is our heart, and God sees our heart. If we have a heart that seeks after God and wishes to serve God, we know, Lord, that we'll spend eternity with You in heaven. All we have to do is just accept You, Lord, and what a wonderful way to live a life and to know that we'll be in heaven thereafter. Lord, we pray for all those people of the world who perhaps have been raised another religion, that You will woo them unto You by Your Spirit, Lord, and help them to know and understand the reality of God. And Lord, please reveal Yourself to them, Lord, and help them to know that Jesus is the Son of the true and living God, and the Holy Spirit is the gift that Jesus sent us to help us on our way in Christianity. We thank You for it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let's just enjoy this song and silent worship as we go on out tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Just worship the Lord in your spirit. pray to the Lord with this music to help you focus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Savior, Son of God. Thank you, my friends, for being with us. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Until next time, this is your host, Diane Linning. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.